Hello, this is your Polycast for Friday, July 24th, your daily check-in on Minnesota politics. I'm Mike Mulcahy in the Minnesota Public Radio newsroom. On today's edition, Sports Authority officials push back on reports of Viking Stadium cost overruns, and aging railroad bridges could pose a safety threat. The builders of the new Viking Stadium in downtown Minneapolis say reports of a major $50 million budget overrun aren't true. They say smaller cost disputes can be covered by a contingency fund set up before construction started. Tim Nelson has more.
One thing's for sure. The bill for the new Viking Stadium is way more than it was when builders broke ground in December 2013. The price tag then, $975 million. And as of last Friday, the bill had gone up to $1,082,817,000 and change. That's a $107 million hike in the last year and a half. To pay for that, the Vikings have put up more than $90 million above their original pledge. They're paying for extras like bathroom upgrades, additional televisions, and other amenities. The company that won the contract for the stadium food service put up another $10 million as well. But the outgoing treasurer for the Minnesota Sports Facilities Authority, former GOP State Senator Dwayne Benson, says that behind the scenes lurk millions of dollars in disputed cost overruns.
It could be any number because it grows every day. It grows every week, I think $300,000. So to pick a number, you know, I'd say the range is in the 30 to 50.
Benson resigned from the five-member panel this summer, citing a dispute over governance of the authority. Benson says Chair Michelle Kelm-Helgen and Executive Director Ted Mondale have overlapping responsibilities and may have left builders with the impression that there would be more money to pay for the project. He said he thought the problem could have been avoided.
Yeah, I think it's sending a strong message early on that, to quote Roberto Duran when he was boxing, no mas, there is no more.
The Minnesota Sports Facilities Authority begs to differ. Michelle Kelm-Helgen chairs the board.
I have not seen any documentation from anyone that would validate that number. I don't see that there's any factual basis for that $50 million number.
Kelm-Helgen says there has been an ongoing dispute about what the project costs, and the parties have been discussing the money and what it will pay for the project. Lester Bagley, spokesman for the Vikings, also said that the team doesn't believe that $50 million figure is accurate, although he declined to be more exact. A statement released by Mortenson Construction says it believes there are $15 million of outstanding change orders on the project that have not been funded, although more may arise in the final year of construction. Kelm-Helgen says there is no actual cost overrun on the project, which had a guaranteed maximum price of $975 million from Mortenson when it broke ground. That would exclude additions made to the project after it started.
We have currently sitting in our contingency almost $30 million, $29.7 million to be exact. This is actually $10 million over what our budget was scheduled to be in July of 2015.
That would cover the unresolved charges from Mortenson nearly twice, she said, even if her agency agreed to pay what Mortenson was asking. Kelm-Helgen says the MSFA, including Benson, has been meeting privately to discuss how much of the contingency they're willing to turn over.
The reason we are negotiating these costs is because we do not believe that all of those costs are warranted to be paid by us. It's not like if you have the money to pay it, why don't you just pay it? Because we don't believe we owe all that money.
The cap for the public subsidy for the project is written into state law at $498 million. Spokespeople for both Governor Mark Dayton and Minneapolis Mayor Betsy Hodges said there would be no more public funding for the project at all, meaning taxpayers would not be responsible for the overruns. The Vikings say they may put more money into the project, but wouldn't say whether that would be only available for future additions or cover any work that's already been done. Tim Nelson, Minnesota Public Radio News.
Railroad bridges are aging. Some heavily used bridges in Minnesota are more than 80 years old, and they have crumbling concrete and rusting beams. More than 300 railroad bridges pass over highways and streets in Minnesota, and last year state and local inspectors determined that 1 in 5 was structurally deficient. Railroads say those bridges are safe, but as Dan Gunderson found, there's very little government oversight of railroad bridges.
Two railroad bridges cross Monroe Street in northeast Minneapolis, about a block apart. A train rumbling across is one of dozens that roll over the bridges every day. These bridges were built in 1924, and they show their age. Inspection photos show concrete has crumbled and fallen off, leaving rebar exposed. Steel is heavily rusted. This past February, Pam Hill and her husband were returning to their northeast Minneapolis home after dinner. As they drove under one of the Monroe Street bridges, a chunk of debris fell on their car.
And punched through about a quarter-size hole into our windshield and just shattered the rest. It was extremely loud. At first, we thought it was a gunshot. If it had come through the windshield, it would have hit my husband pretty much directly.
Minneapolis inspectors have noted loose and missing concrete on the bridges for more than 15 years. BNSF crews made some repairs last week. Railroads own the bridges and are responsible for repairs. They're also responsible for inspections. Under federal rules, railroads are required to have a bridge inspection program and inspect bridges at least once a year. And railroads must audit their own bridge program to ensure those inspections are adequate. The Federal Railroad Administration, or FRA, also has authority to inspect rail bridges and audit railroad programs. It's unclear how often that happens. The FRA did not respond to requests for an interview. A Freedom of Information request for its bridge inspection records filed in early June is still pending. A recent government report found the FRA inspects less than 1% of the nation's rail infrastructure each year. Washington, D.C.-based railroad safety attorney Larry Mann represents railroad workers. He also helped write the Railroad Safety Act of 1970. Mann says there is little federal oversight of rail bridges by the FRA.
They are limited in their ability to do their job because they have limited numbers of inspectors. I can't emphasize enough the lack of adequate inspection ability at FRA.
But we can get a glimpse of Minnesota railroad bridge conditions through inspections done by state, county, and city inspectors. Minnesota law requires inspection of all railroad bridges that cross streets or highways. We got inspection reports for 330 railroad bridges across the state. The most recent inspections show 71 bridges had at least one major component in poor condition, 12 bridges had a major component in serious condition. Bridge inspection engineer Todd Neiman runs the day-to-day operations of the MnDOT Bridge Office. He says in order to know if a bridge is safe, an inspector needs to evaluate the bridge design and the load it carries. But railroads don't give that information to the state, and Neiman says railroads usually deny state inspectors access to bridges.
Our numbers aren't an assessment of safety. They're an assessment of condition.
Inspection reports tell the story of each bridge, and they show repairs are often delayed for years. Bridge number 90265 carries more than 100 BNSF trains a day in and out of the Northtown Rail Yard across Lowry Avenue in northeast Minneapolis. In 2014, the 83-year-old bridge substructure or foundation was listed in serious condition. But the inspection story for this bridge starts years earlier. In 2006, a Hennepin County inspector noted severe deterioration of concrete columns on the Lowry Street Bridge. Each year, these reports are sent to BNSF. In 2011, a county inspector noted that BNSF should make repairing the concrete columns a high priority. He told the railroad the crumbling columns could affect the bridge's load capacity. Then in 2013, a handwritten note said, "Please address the column problems. They are serious." Hennepin County Bridge Program Administrator Jim Archer says there's no record of a response from the railroad, but that's not unusual.
We make a suggestion, and then it becomes kind of a firm recommendation, if you will. And then next thing you know, we're looking at their bridge on an annual basis instead of every other year, and we're pretty concerned about it.
The concrete columns of the Lowry Street Bridge were repaired sometime after the May 2014 inspection. BNSF declined an interview request but said in an email its bridges are inspected regularly and are safe for the traffic they carry. Inspectors say obvious deterioration, like falling concrete or rust, doesn't mean a bridge is likely to collapse. But deferred maintenance can weaken bridge supports over time. Bridge number 69833 carries trainloads of taconite pellets across Interstate 35 to a loading dock in the Duluth Harbor. The massive steel structure towering over four lanes of traffic was built in 1966. About 42,000 vehicles a day pass under the bridge, and about 30 ore trains a day roll overhead. MnDOT inspectors say the lower part of the bridge, including columns and supporting beams, is in serious condition. Corrosion is the primary concern for the steel girder bridge. After a 2009 inspection, the MnDOT inspector wrote to Canadian National Railroad asking to see a structural analysis because of advanced corrosion. CN did not share its documents with state inspectors. The railroad declined a recorded interview for this story, but a spokesman said the Duluth Bridge is regularly inspected, heavily built, and safe for traffic. MnDOT Bridge Inspector Kevin Rowling told me if this bridge were owned by the state, he would request an analysis to see if the bridge should have load restrictions. There's another railroad bridge that highlights tension between state bridge inspectors and the railroads. Bridge number 6408 is in Moorhead. The steel bridge carries BNSF traffic, including oil trains, across U.S. Highway 10. It was built in 1952. Like many railroad bridges, this one has a low clearance over the highway. It's been hit several times by passing trucks or equipment. In a 2014 inspection, the district MnDOT inspector noted there were broken bolts and that about 30 rivets had been sheared off by impact on the lower girders. A girder was also bent. MnDOT asked BNSF for its railroad inspection report and structural analysis for the bridge. BNSF responded that its inspection found nothing that would require immediate repair or restrictions for train traffic. The railroad refused to share its reports. MnDOT Inspector Andrew Fishbach says the bridge damage isn't critical.
But if it were to get hit once, maybe twice more, without the railroad doing any repairs, that it could cause that to escalate into a critical situation that could have been avoided.
Rail bridges are aging. According to the best available data, the average age of a rail bridge in Minnesota is 66 years, and nearly half were built before 1940. Railroads say they have robust bridge maintenance programs, but there are no public records of the repairs or upgrades to those bridges over the decades. Railroad bridges are also carrying heavier loads. Retired MIT professor Carl Martland says freight cars hauling heavy commodities like coal, grain, or oil weigh 286,000 pounds. That's more than 100,000 pounds heavier than the same cars 50 years ago. Martland spent much of his career studying railroads and says the industry has a strong economic incentive to keep bridges in good shape. A bridge in poor condition can force trains to slow down. Martland says heavier loads prompted a lot of analysis when they became an industry standard in 1990.
Bridge engineers were very, very worried about heavy axle loads. So they were very anxious to ensure that implementing heavier axle loads would not cause a crisis.
So there were a lot of studies of the heavier train loads. Some predicted damage to bridges. Alan Zaremski was hired by the rail industry to analyze the infrastructure cost of heavier loads. He's director of the Railroad Engineering and Safety Program at the University of Delaware. Zaremski says heavier train cars increased railroad profits, and that means there's more money to invest in infrastructure. And Zaremski argues even old railroad bridges in a state of disrepair are safe because they were designed for heavy steam engines.
And as a result, a lot of the bridges that are 50, 60, 70 years old are still pretty good. Go look at the accident and derailment statistics that are published on the FRA website. You will have to search very, 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 very hard to find a bridge accident or derailment. They just simply don't happen.
We searched the FRA database for accidents listed under the category bridge failure or misalignment. There were 74 between 1980 and 2014. And while overall rail accidents have been on a downward trend for decades, the number of bridge accidents has increased since the 1980s. Minnesota inspectors are often frustrated by the incomplete inspection they're forced to give railroad bridges and by their inability to get bridges repaired. Minneapolis Bridge Inspector Kent Madsen says he's caught between feeling responsible for bridge safety and having no authority over rail bridges.
And the railroad tells us if we don't feel safe, close the road underneath. You know, that's our only option, is we can stop traffic from going underneath it. And that's the railroad's thing, is say, well, you know, We don't care about cars underneath. We just care about the trains going across.
Madsen says he often hears from residents and elected officials who are concerned about rail bridge safety because the bridges appear to be deteriorating. Railroad safety attorney and lobbyist Larry Mann says there's not currently much interest in increasing federal oversight of railroad bridges.
And really, until there's a catastrophe, there's not going to be anything done.
California recently started the first state-run program to inspect all rail bridges because state officials felt the federal agency wasn't providing enough oversight. Dan Gunderson, Minnesota Public Radio News, Moorhead.
And that's your Polycast for this Friday, your daily check-in on Minnesota politics. I'm Mike Mulcahy in the Minnesota Public Radio Newsroom. Have a great weekend, and I'll see you again here next week.